First up, though, we are joined right now by a cornerback for the Indianapolis Colts. He had six tackles. He had a couple of passes defensed. He had an INT in Sunday's win over Minnesota for the season. 61 tackles, two interceptions, 2.5 sacks, a fumble recovery in 11 games last year. He was a first-team all-conference player and an All-American at Valdosta State. Undrafted in 2017, the Colts are 1-1 on the year, and they're at home against the Jets on Sunday. That is a CBS game. Kenny Moore, the second, is my guest. Kenny, it's good to have you on. How are you?
It's great. I appreciate the introduction.
It's good to have you on, man.
Great to be.
You got it. That's it. You earned that introduction. Listen, you're coming off that win over Minnesota where Minnesota had a field goal in the first quarter, and then you guys shut them down until a late touchdown in the fourth when the game was already decided. Let me start right there. How pleased were you with the way the defense, the entire defense, showed up on Sunday?
Solid outing for the defense. As you said, they started off with 3 points. It's a great way to end a series out on the first drive of the game, but we let some things slip away with penalties and some third down conversions by them. So we just went to the sideline and we had to hunker down for the rest of the game. So we couldn't let them get going as far as Dalvin and then their boot game with the shots to complement it. So we made the adjustments and I'm pleased with that.
Kenny Moore the second is joining us. Now, you had that INT, as I mentioned, in the first drive of the second half. Some DBs have told me in the past that interceptions are a little overrated. They're not a true measure of how a DB can impact a game. All that said, how good did it feel to get that pick and stop any momentum that Minnesota was hoping to have coming out of halftime?
That pick was perfect timing as far as them having the ball with the first drive of the second half. So, and then it was great that, you know, I was tackled in the area where we can earn some points. So we just want to put the offense in the best position. Unfortunately, I couldn't return it this time, but I'm definitely working on that for the future.
All right, so when you look at the guys in front of you, for instance, when Darius Leonard is doing what he does at linebacker and DeForest Buckner is getting after the quarterback and causing safeties, like, how much does that impact your approach and your job in the secondary? How much easier does it make your life, and can you be more aggressive knowing those guys are doing what they do up front?
We definitely love the rush and the key additions that we have as far as the defensive line, putting the pressure on the quarterback and throwing off timing. So, but as far as Darius Leonard, I love his juice. I love the competitive attitude that he brings to the defense. He has the personality, and his game just encourages us to match his play. So it's awesome having 5-3 in the middle of the defense.
Kenny Moore the second is my guest. You know, the coaches talk about how you and he fit into this defense the way that Derek Brooks and Rondé Barber used to do what they did. What's your reaction when you hear that comparison?
Man, I have a lot more to give to the game to be able to be in the same conversation as those two. So Darius, he's an awesome tandem to be with in this defense. You know, it starts in practice. He's a guy that comes out each and every day and wants to work, and he loves it. He loves the grind. He loves the process. So myself, I love being out there with him. It's such a blessing to be on this defense with not only Darius Leonard but other key additions like Rhodes and Julian. He's stepping up, and AWOC, he's hitting the run, and J-Hugh. We have so many people on this defense that I just love playing with. So, but yeah, like I said, it starts in practice, and we have to turn that over into the game.
Hey, Kenny, I couldn't respect or appreciate it more that you want to make sure that everybody else is getting their love and their respect. But I want to remind everybody that when the coaches are comparing you to Rondé Barber, and analysts are hyping up the way you impact the game, no matter where you line up, I want to remind folks that you are undrafted coming out of college. What was that experience like for you?
It's been a jungle. You know, from being in college, it's easy for a guy in a Division II level to be discouraged, to seem like your dreams are vague, and it'll be a long way before you see some flourish. So to all the guys, it's, you know, going through the D2 process right now, you know, they just got to keep grinding. And but the cream rises to the top. You know, if you have the goods, they'll see you. And whenever you have the opportunity, make the most of that. So, but my journey hasn't been easy, and I have a long way to go. So there's a lot more for me to give into this game. So, and I'm preparing for that.
Let me ask you about the journey again, because you're right, it has not been easy. For instance, you signed with the Patriots after the draft. they let you go. You sign with Indy the very next day. But when you go undrafted and then a team lets you go, it might be easy to get kind of down on yourself and start thinking, maybe this is not meant to be. Maybe it's not going to work out. So where did your drive and your confidence come from to just keep on the grind and keep going?
Just by taking it one day at a time. And, you know, the studying, the flashcards, the everything that I do on a daily basis to get ready for the opportunity. I just want to seize the moment whenever it comes into play. So, you know, me coming over to Indy in 2017 was a blessing in disguise. And you know, I got my foot in the door by just playing special teams. And with this sport being 100% at risk, you know, we had some starters go down and my number was called. So, you know, I'm very thankful for that year. And, you know, just being prepared and my coaches believing in me and my teammates trusting that, you know, 42 at the time, you know, had his stuff together. He had his head on right. So, and I just want to win at the end of the day.
You got to stay ready. You had to stay ready, and you were. So when you go through something like that and you come out the other end and you're playing at such a high level right now, an elite level, are you looking to prove people right or are you looking to prove people wrong? Like, is there any part of you that wants to say to every other team, how do you like me now? Now what do you have to say?
For sure. I feel like I'm overlooked, but that's not my game. My game is having that chip on my shoulder each and every time I get out there and play. So I'm 5'9", so I'll definitely be overlooked. but you know, I just got to play bigger than that roster says I am. So, you know, each time I go out there, I want to be a mad machine. So it's lightning in the bottle.
Kenny Moore II joining us. You know, if we were to go back that pick for a minute, the jersey that you wore when you picked off that pass is up for auction, and the proceeds benefit a kid again. You're on the board of the Colts chapter of A Kid Again. What exactly is that nonprofit all about?
A Kid Again is a nonprofit that it helps kids facing life-threatening illnesses, and they basically make it, you know, with all the pressure and the things that they're going through on a daily basis, they try to make things fun to make that child or everyone that they're dealing with, you know, just feel like a kid again. You know, that's really what it is. So, and I'm all in with it. And I met a great friend along the way that was in that organization that lost his battle. But I'm just doing all I can to make his legacy flourish my entire life. So it starts now.
Kenny, the person you're talking about, I think, is Mason Garvey. And you developed quite a bond through A Kid Again. Mason passed away in June of this year. What was he like as a person, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
He was a bright, calm soul. If you were to meet Mason, he'll light you up without even talking, without even speaking. So the many questions that you ask him, the better reaction you will have of him. So, you know, he loved sports. He loved his friends. He loved his family. So it was always cool whenever I walked away and went home. I would think about, you know, the next time I'm seeing him, how can I make him smile even more, you know, even more. So he was a great soul.
Good for you. Let me ask you one more thing. You mentioned that you've got this chip on your shoulder, and part of that is because you're 5'9". You know, I try not to play favorites, but one of my all-time favorite NFLer ever was Bob Sanders. And he was maybe 5'8", right? And he was flying around and doing such unbelievable damage. What did you think when you saw him play back in the day and the way he carried himself and the way he put it all out there and just laid it all out there?
Bob is one of those guys that will make you want to run through a wall. Sort of like Darius Leonard. Whenever you watch him play, he just goes beast mode. He's just a maniac. So Bob was able to strike, you know, anybody and whoever it was, whether it was a lineman or a big running back. So he's a different type of cat. But he can definitely strike anybody, and he definitely had the intensity and the juice to play football.
Dude, he is a different kind of cat, is right. He had tremendous juice. Cornerback for the Colts, Kenny Moore II, was an All-American in college. Indy playing great ball right now, especially defensively. They're 1-1. They take on the Jets on Sunday. Kenny, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Great to meet you. Take care.
Great to meet you, Kenny. Great to meet you. Really nice to meet you. Another great story. I like his energy. I like his juice. You know I love me some Bob Sanders, man. Bob Sanders. I don't play favorites except Steve Smith, Sr., my guest on the Jim Rohn podcast. literally one of my all-time favorite athletes. Not just NFLers, but one of my all-time favorite athletes. And I would say the same thing about Bob Sanders. What's up, Rome? Why do you like all these guys who are 5'9"? What are you, 5'9"? Yes. But aside from that, I love these guys. Man, they all play so much bigger and so much tougher than they are. If you have a problem with Bob Sanders, you got a problem with you, man. If you have a problem with Bob Sanders, you got a problem with how your life turned out. Bob Sanders was amazing. Steve Smith was amazing. Steve Smith still is amazing. Bob, I haven't seen Bob in a long time. Bob's kind of private. And by kind of private, I mean extremely private.